What's up, sunshine? Made it to the end of the week. Finally, it is Friday and feels good. Man, if your week was anything like mine, maybe you're feeling a little heat, a little pressure, and you put in a lot of work, a lot of time. But you know what? Heat, pressure, and time. Three things that test our fortitude, also make diamonds. So let's bring it, baby. Rise up and shine bright. We start today with changes to one of the world's most popular AI apps that could change how we use it. ChatGPT will now have parental controls. OpenAI says the change to their immensely popular AI assistant has already began rolling out as part of an effort to make their platform safer for younger users. Let's hear from our Claire Duffy about what these changes could mean for all of us.
Parents have new options for monitoring and controlling their kids' use of ChatGPT. OpenAI rolled out new parental controls on Monday, just 1 month after the company was sued by the family of a 16-year-old. To set up these new parental controls, parents can go to the Settings tab in the ChatGPT app and invite their teen to link accounts by sending a text or an email. Once the teen accepts, they'll be placed into new content restrictions, so the chatbot will be less likely to serve them graphic content or extreme beauty ideals. Parents can also turn on controls such as setting quiet hours when ChatGPT won't be available to their teen. They can turn off image generation and voice mode, and they can also opt out of having their teen's data used to train OpenAI's models. OpenAI also says it'll give parents the option to receive notifications if their teen's conversations with ChatGPT indicate that they could be at serious risk. Now, the success of these features will still depend on teens being honest, they're using ChatGPT, and allowing their parents to link accounts. Teens can unlink their accounts at any time, and parents will receive a notification. However, OpenAI says it's working on AI age estimation technology where it will guess the ages of users and place suspected teen accounts into those content restrictions, even if their account isn't linked to a parent.
The flotilla, or fleet of ships that's been attempting to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza by sea, has been stopped. Israel says its military halted dozens of the ships about 70 nautical miles from Gaza. The people in the ships were attempting to breach the Israeli naval blockade that's been in place there since Hamas took control of the enclave in 2007. Livestream video appeared to show Israeli forces boarding the vessels and detaining dozens of people, including Swedish activists Greta Thunberg. Now, she had already been warned that any attempt by anyone would be stopped, no matter their intentions. So she pre-recorded this message in the event that she was indeed detained.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm a citizen of Sweden. If you are watching this video, I have been abducted and taken against my will by Israeli forces. Our humanitarian mission was non-violent and abiding by international law. Please tell my government to demand my and the others' immediate release.
Following the incident, the Israeli Foreign Ministry posted a video of Thunberg, along with a message saying that the activists are, quote, safe and healthy. Flotilla organizers have called the interception a, quote, illegal attack on humanitarians. Demonstrators from around the world gathered to protest what the Israeli government did. Israel says, for their part, that the activists were, quote, not interested in aid, but provocation, and that they were attempting to breach a legal blockade. Israeli officials say the detained activists will now be brought back to Israel and subsequently deported. Pop quiz, hot shot. Aside from keeping each other so fresh and so clean, what role does grooming play for chimpanzees? Quelling hunger, showing dominance, social bonding, or looking for a banana? If you said social bonding, ding ding! Zoologists say grooming is how chimpanzee allies invest in friendships, which can then later help them when confronted by a challenging troop of chimps. One of the greatest conservationists of all time, Jane Goodall, has passed away at the age of 91. Her lifelong work as a primatologist helped change the way we study animals. A primatologist is a scientist who specializes in primatology, the scientific study of non-human primates. Her renowned field studies with chimpanzees not only broke barriers for women, but forever blurred the line between humans and the animal kingdom. Our Randy Kay has more.
My dream when I was 11 years old, I will grow up, go to Africa, live with animals, and write books about them.
For Jane Goodall, that dream came true. In 1957, Goodall met famed paleoanthropologist Louis Leakey, who hired her as his assistant and asked her to study chimpanzees in Tanzania. By 1960, Goodall had arrived for her studies in Africa.
There was nobody out there doing anything. So what I knew was I've got to get the chimpanzees to trust me.
Those early days with the chimpanzees would change the course of Goodall's life and lead to landmark discoveries. Goodall was first to inform the world that chimps ate meat. They had long been thought to be vegetarian. They also made and used their own tools.
This was where I was meant to be.
Goodall was fascinated by their intelligence and spoke about it with Anderson Cooper in 2007.
Sure, their brain is just like ours, but a little bit smaller. They're capable of all kinds of intellectual things that we used to think unique to us. They have emotions, personalities, histories, live for 60 years, teach us a lot about ourselves.
With each discovery, her love of chimps seemed to deepen. To Goodall, the chimps weren't specimens or numbers. She gave them names. Her work was eventually featured in a 2017 documentary simply called Jane.
There were some who tried to discredit my observations because I was a young, untrained girl.
Goodall was born in London, England. She got her PhD in ethology from Cambridge University, despite the fact she didn't have an undergraduate degree. By 1977, Goodall had founded the Jane Goodall Institute, and later an environmental program for young people she called Roots and Shoots. Her work revolutionized the study of primates, and her time in the jungle not only changed how scientists studied animals, but also opened doors for women. In 2002, the United Nations designated her a messenger of peace. In a statement on social media, the UN mourned her death, writing, "Goodall worked tirelessly for our planet and all its inhabitants, leaving an extraordinary legacy for humanity and nature." A few years back, Goodall was asked about dying during an interview with the How To Academy Science.
When you die, there's either nothing, which, well, fine, there's nothing, or there's something. And I said, I just happen to feel, because of experiences I've had, that there's something. And if there is, what greater adventure can there be than finding out what that something is?
Jane Goodall was 91.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a new milestone in the world of climbing. Slovenian rock climber and sport climbing champ Domen Škafić pulled off the world's first climbing route on the wings of a plane. Eat your heart out, Tom Cruise. This looks like something straight out of Mission Impossible. The 31-year-old Domen is the man. Red Bull built special climbing holds on the glider, and he navigated his way through the course with no harness, clinging on more than a mile and a half above the ground. Imagine the wind. He's moving at speeds of up to 62 miles per hour. And another thing, it was frigid up there. So his already phenomenal feat was even more difficult than he expected. Listen to this.
The wobbles and the fluctuation of the G-forces and everything included, like, these things I could not imagine how they're gonna actually feel. And it was incredible sensation, much harder than on the ground. I thought I'm prepared, but I wasn't.
And when the climb was complete, check this out, a backflip for the ages. No taking the easy glide down for Domen, soaring all the way to the ground with a nice view and a float in his parachute. What a way to kick off the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, one more news alert for you. Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, your boy will be hosting a college football pregame show on TNT with my analyst Victor Cruz, Champ Bailey, and Takeo Spike. So tune in if you like. All right, it is shout-out time now. Let's go to Carrizo Springs, Texas. Hey, Miss Perez and friends at Carrizo Springs Intermediate School, you put my favorite line on a T-shirt, you are more powerful than you know. You lit up my day. Thank you. And from our YouTube subscribers, Miss Polly at IKM Manning Middle School in Manning, Iowa, we see you, Wolves. So grateful for all of you, our 10 fam. Let's summon up some good vibes and carry lots of love wherever we go this week. And remember, what is within influences what happens without. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.